God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Hey, Rich, what's going on today?
I'm not doing too good. I have a wife who's been a lawyer for a while. Great living, great career, and she's basically going through a midlife crisis, which I wasn't aware women could go through. She wants to quit her job and become a high school teacher, go back and get her master's because she thinks it'll be a more fulfilling career. And I would rather her not commit career suicide and financially kill our bank account. She doesn't like her corporate job. She had a bad year. And it's not her fault, but these things happen. And she just wants to abandon ship just from a little hardship on her part.
You really think it's a midlife crisis, or you think she just wants to do something different?
I do believe it's a midlife crisis. I think it's something more than that. It's just that she's questioning everything she's been doing. And there's no way that if she actually thought this thing through, that she would realize that what she wants to do is not the rational decision.
Money is always important, of course. Status is important, and staying on the path is important. But happiness trumps all, does it not?
Not when you're broke.
I suppose.
Right. You know what? Let's hear what she has to say, okay? Hold on the line. Let me grab her.
Hello?
Hey, Mia. It's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Oh. Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. We're calling you for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. We spoke with your husband, Rich, and he said you kind of want to give up your career to go back to school to become a teacher. What's going on with that?
That's what I'm doing. I'm quitting a soul-sucking job that I hate and I despise, and I don't ever look forward to going to in the morning, and going to pursue something I think I would absolutely love and that would change lives, and that's being an English teacher. So, yeah.
You're romanticizing the idea of being a teacher because you assume from all these movies and TV shows you've seen that it'd be fulfilling when it'd actually just be emptying our bank account, actually.
It wouldn't be emptying our bank account, especially if you perhaps contributed a little bit more. You know, that way maybe I can actually enjoy life. And I think in the teacher profession is a beautiful thing. And it's always interesting to deal with kids and actually be a part of their lives.
I'll support you in anything you want to do. And I will, if you decide to do this, then yes, I will be there for you. But you're not thinking. High school kids, there's no help in them these days.
All right, I don't know, Rich, if I would go that far.
I'd get pretty close.
No, but I understand where you're coming from. You know, there's something very cool about thinking about being a teacher, especially when your job starts beating you down. I think a lot of us have gotten to that point. I know I went through this years ago. So what I think I'd like to do, and if it's okay with you, Mia, is for you to listen to what our audience has to say about this. Should you give up your career as a lawyer, which I'm sure wasn't easy to become, to go follow a new path that you think you're going to like? Or maybe some teachers might call in and say, hey, listen, don't give up your day job. Do you guys both agree to at least listen to what our audience says and take it into serious consideration?
Oh, yeah, yes. Certainly.
Okay, you can call us now, 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Rich thinks his wife Mia is nuts because she wants to leave her position as a corporate attorney to go pursue becoming a high school educator, teacher. He says, we worked so hard for this and it's going to kill our bank account. She says she wants something more fulfilling. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Yeah, well, listen, when you're going to work every day and you're just miserable all the time, that's just sucking the life right out of you. It's no fun.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, being a teacher sometimes sounds more glamorous than it actually is.
Sure.
You know, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Tana and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I've been a teacher for 32 years, and I wake up every morning loving my job. Always so grateful that I made this decision. Go where your heart is.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm actually on her. I think that he should support her decision, but I think she might want to compromise a little bit and maybe apply to college and teach on the college level. If she's a full-fledged lawyer, she could do that.
I think that becoming like an adjunct professor or, you know, it satisfies that need to feel like you're doing something with your life, but it also keeps your bank account and you know, the positive, and it gives you a taste of what it's like to actually be an instructor. We want to hear whose side you're on. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Mia wants to quit her job as a corporate attorney, go back to school, become a high school English teacher. Her husband, Rich, says she's having a midlife crisis and that this is going to financially ruin them. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. We're on the Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Big life decisions like this, they definitely deserve some sort of act of caution. But when you're unhappy, you're unhappy.
Do you think that he's overreacting and that it should be her decision? Or do you agree with him that this is just a rash thing that she's doing and she's going to regret it? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I'm going to go with the wife's side, but many difficult days at the school anyway. So it's just sort of like, you definitely have the same sort of questions, like, is it worth it? So I definitely am on the husband's side.
I've been a teacher for 33 years, and quite often you have a lot of people out there thinking anybody could be a teacher. This lady you're referring to is probably very educated, but that doesn't mean she's going to be a good teacher. Maybe she needs some time off from being a lawyer and really search out and see what she really wants.
Yeah, I'm on the wife's side. I think she should go for what she wants. I was just at a job the other day, and the people there are so rude, I just quit. I think she should go for what she wants.
What's the last job you quit, Anna?
Oh my God, it's been so long. I've been here for so long, I don't even remember.
Did you ever quit in big blow-up style?
No, never.
Never. So sad.
No.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Rich and Mia. And Mia, our audience agreed with you. If you're not happy with what you're doing, you need to do what you have to do to make your life better. And if you think that's being a teacher, then go for it.
Excellent. Cool. Thank you guys so much. I knew it's true. Like, the key to life is happiness. And so this is what something that I think you need to do.
Well, okay. Well, I guess, when she gets through this phase and realizes the mistake she's made, she can always go back.
All right.
Sure. I mean, that's always a possibility. I can always go back.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on the show today. If anyone else has an issue, you could always send us an email, couplescore@star999.com.
And Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.